Welcome back once again here to Trade Talk. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. We're getting the opportunity to talk to Dr. Deanna Hardy. She's with Merck Animal Health and internal parasites. This is something we need to be thinking about and shouldn't be just the barn conversation. This is something that should be on the forefront of all of our livestock producers' minds.
Absolutely. Right now in the fall, as a lot of us experience that first heavy frost, it's actually a prime time to deworm cattle because you want to go into winter with those cows especially or anything you have going into wintertime cleaned out, if you will. We don't want to feed parasites through the winter. But this also allows us, when we think about springtime, for that mature cow to come back out to a grazing scenario and not to be shedding parasites. So something about deworming, as a veterinarian, I think intuitively we recognize was, you know, it causes gut damage, absorption issues, etc. But intestinal parasites can also affect the immune system. So as we think about getting those calves on the ground next year, we don't want a pasture that's heavily parasitized. So we've kind of coined the term strategic deworming, and that's really utilizing your season and your pasture maintenance to make sure that we've cleaned up those pastures so that we don't have animals that are infected. So our product is a Safeguard. It's an oral dewormer, but we're really unique in that maybe you don't have the opportunity to get an animal in the chute. We have some non-handling forms, so that's either via feed, cubes, mineral, etc. So.
And this is something that can be used across all livestock species, not just cattle.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Both our Safeguard and Panacure lines can be applied in multiple different species, from companion, equine, into the livestock space as well.
So what's the one thing maybe we screw up when we do this, when we're deworming?
Like I said, I don't know that a lot of us use strategy to it, right? We just deworm because that's how we've always done it. And we really should follow the season, our grazing patterns, and make sure we're doing it in a way that's judicious, because we sure don't want to build resistance to parasites. I'm in a way that makes sense for our operation and animal. And that's going to vary depending on where you're at in the country. I've spent time both in Georgia and Nebraska, and this strategy for deworming is vastly different in the two states.
How about using like Fla Mancha, for example, when you're looking at and you're running livestock through and checking the eyes, if you've been trained, is that a good thing, bad thing?
So in my experience, admittedly, I'm not a small ruminant specialist or veterinarian, but in our small ruminant groups, that absolutely is a tool that you can use. In cattle specifically, we don't have a great resource to do something like that shoot side, but what we can do, and something at Merck Animal Health that we take pride in doing, is actually doing fecal samples. So we can send you a kit, you can work with your veterinarian or local sales rep, and you can grab these fecal kits and take samples in pasture and evaluate what is my parasite load. Now, short of doing a necropsy or autopsy to look at parasites actually in the body, this is really the best tool we have. This is a service that we offer. Then if you would like to deworm, and then we'll come back 2 to 3 weeks later and do another sample, we call that a fecal egg reduction test. And so we can actually count and see that did we achieve the efficacy that we're aiming for.
Wonderful. How do they go about finding out that information?
Yes, yeah, so like I said, your local veterinarian is such a cornerstone in really all of herd health, and specifically your deworming strategy. You can also reach out to a local Merck Animal Health representative or territory manager, or you can visit MAH Cattle, stands for Merck Animal Health Cattle.com.
All right, and just remember, 95% of worms are in your pasture. That's a good statement. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Yes, thanks for having me on.
Okay, we've been folks at Merck Animal Health. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network.